This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It'll be a mess to enforce. That's one Houston law professor's opinion of the new Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. But an appeals court is blocking the law for now. The AP's Donna Warder.
The appeals court put the law on hold ahead of scheduled oral arguments today, and it's not clear how quickly the next decision might come. Under the Texas law that was put on hold, once defendants are in custody on illegal entry charges, they can agree to a judge's order to leave the U.S. or face prosecution.
Mourners have been saying funeral prayers this morning outside a hospital in Gaza for 28 people said to have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on refugee camps. Did hospital staffers in London try to pry into Princess Kate's medical records recently? The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London.
A British privacy watchdog is looking into a report that staff at a private London hospital tried to snoop on the Princess of Wales's medical records while she was a patient for abdominal surgery. The Daily Mirror newspaper has reported that at least one staff member at the London clinic tried to look at Kate's notes during her stay there in January. Kensington Palace says the report is a matter for the London clinic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The U.S. wants to produce more computer chips. Now the Biden administration has reached an agreement to provide chipmaker Intel with billions for computer chip plants in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. This is direct funding and loans. Are you going to buy a ticket? The Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night is $977 million. No tickets matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. This is AP News. The IRS is going after rich tax cheats. The AP's Julie Walker has this story.
IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says in a wide-ranging interview with the Associated Press, the federal tax collector will expand its pursuit of high-wealth tax dodgers with new initiatives.
If we are collecting what is owed from the wealthiest taxpayers, it means that others aren't shouldering the burden of funding our government.
He says the IRS is using tools like AI to catch cheats and promising taxpayers better service this season.
It's a myth that we're hiring 87,000 armed agents. We are not. We are hiring phone assisters armed only with phone headsets.
But it's a tall order for a federal agency that even Werfel has referred to as iconically unpopular with the American public. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.